A new opera premiered in Michigan's Upper Peninsula last night. The composer, Eugene Berman, says the opera needs to engage a wider audience. And to do that, it needs to break free from some of the traditions and confines of places like New York and Chicago. The Juilliard-trained musician also wants opera to address issues that are relevant today, not 200 years ago. From our partners at Interlochen Public Radio, Dan Wanstura reports.
Last summer, I met Eugene Berman and his librettist, Scott Diehl, on an island in the middle of Lake Superior. They were working on their new opera called State of the Union.
Pretty much everything that Scott and I have attempted to do in every genre that we've worked in, we've tried to sort of ask the question of why does it have to be this way? Can it be different? I think in most cases, people have responded in a way that's saying, well, yeah, I guess it can be.
State of the Union is different. There are no fancy costumes, no pit orchestra, just 12 singers, a drummer, and the occasional use of a megaphone. Last night they debuted it in Marquette at the Forrest Roberts Theater at Northern Michigan University. Niels Schweikendieck is the director of the Helsinki Chamber Choir, the group that will perform the opera on its U.S. tour. He says actual singing is probably less than half of what they perform in this contemporary opera.
We're whistling, we're speaking, we're shouting, we're whispering, we're breathing.
State of the Union is an opera about the environment and how people interact with it. It portrays four characters: the environment, the wealthy elite, the middle class, and the disenfranchised lower class.
It's a discussion between characters about critical issues that the world is facing today, that we're facing today.
That's Scott Diehl, the librettist.
And more importantly, how these characters interact with each other. How do we treat each other? Do we respect each other? And do we value one another?
Eugene Berman says there can be meaningful public dialogue about the environment. But eventually, he says it degenerates to the point where people just talk over each other.
So the opera is going to mimic that by just repeating it over and over again until it becomes impossible to understand what's being said. And then we get some sort of conclusion from it. But we need to have that degeneration of conversation to understand that we need a conclusion.
Berman says the classic operas we know today were politically and socially relevant for their time. But he says the issues people were facing hundreds of years ago are considerably different than what we face today. Berman believes opera can still be relevant, but it needs to be more than just about music. He says it's easier to get away from those traditions and formalities of opera in a place like Marquette. The show is in Marquette this week, thanks in part to the help of Melissa Matusak-Allen. She's the director of the Art Museum at Northern Michigan University. She went to grad school in Chicago, but it never occurred to her to buy a ticket to the opera. She says it didn't feel accessible.
I came at it originally as, it's a bourgeois entertainment that people get dressed up and they go and have fancy dinners and then they make a night of it.
But Melissa says opera as a way to have political discussions does make sense, especially if the discussion is about man's relationship with nature and happening in a place like Marquette.
People in the Upper Peninsula understand that. We all have a really interesting relationship with nature. It's what keeps a lot of us here.
State of the Union will continue to tour Northern Michigan and will finish with a show in New York. For Stateside, I'm Dan Wanstura.